Welcome to the Relevant Leader Monthly, a conversation to help equip the leaders of Relevant Community Church to become influential leaders. I'm your host, Nick Petrick. This past month, I had the opportunity to go to the Global Leadership Summit with our LDPs. First off, want to explain what some of those words mean. First, our LDPs are college-age interns who are developing into the next generation of leaders within the church. But it's not just your typical internship. They're currently leading in our ministries. The other term I want to define is a Global Leadership Summit. Some of you probably never even heard of it, but the Global Leadership Summit is the world's largest leadership experience, which partners with local churches, ministries, and organizations to help leaders grow and become a catalyst for change. It's a conference that happens every year and has been happening for over 40 years, and it's just a great leadership conference. This last year, Life Church Omaha is where it was located, and they asked us to be summit partners. Some of our leaders helped put on the conference this year. It was fun to walk into the doors and see at another church and see some of our leaders greeting people, checking them in, even helping fill some of the refreshments and just serving our city. So for anybody who helped serve at the Global Leadership Summit this year, I want to say good job serving, good job leading, and just being a part of the Global Leadership Summit. So today, I have Dylan Brown, one of our LDPs, joining me on the podcast. Dylan joined me at the Global Leadership Summit, and so it was just a fun experience for us, something that we got to do together, and just, you know, talk leadership. Dylan, the reason I'm having you on the podcast this month is partially because you're with me at the summit, but the main reason I wanted to have you on here is because you serve under one of our best leaders. One of the best leaders in our church, our Relevant Kids ministry leader and our Next Gen department director, Ashley Wietrich. She is just a great leader, and so you have insight of seeing you know, some of the principles, just things in terms of how she leads that I think will be really helpful for our conversation today. So, Dylan, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm really, really excited to be here. I'm really grateful to share what I learned at the Global Leadership Summit, have seen it reflected here at Relevant.
Cool. So today we're going to focus on one of the talks from the Global Leadership Summit. We're going to look at Craig Groeschel's opening talk and some of the leadership principles that came out of that talk. Craig is the lead pastor at Life Church, one of the most influential churches in America. They're the church that created the YouVersion Bible app, which most of us have on our phones. Dylan, you got it on your phone?
Of course I have it on my phone.
Of course, of course. So, and Craig also hosts a monthly podcast, a leadership podcast that's really good. Everybody should check that out. But in Craig's Global Leadership Summit talk, he said that if you're going to lead anyone anywhere, you are going to need trust. True leadership is influence, and influence is not doesn't happen without trust. So Craig's talk was built around three things that build trust. And I want everybody to listen to this because this is the whole point of our podcast today, what we're going to be talking about today. But Craig said that trust is built through transparency, empathy, and consistency. I'm going to say it one more time, but trust is built through transparency, empathy, and consistency. We're going to define each word in our time today. We're going to talk about how we've seen those three words in influential leaders. And hopefully, we're going to challenge you, inspire, and encourage you to think through how you can grow in each of these areas. You know, we hear Ronnie say all the time, and we say it around here at Relevant, that as trust goes, how we say that?
As trust goes, so goes the relationship.
Yeah. And we know that true influence happens through relationships, right? So what we want to say today is that as trust goes, so goes the influence. And that's what we're really trying to have happen as leaders. We're trying to influence other people. So Craig defined the three words that we're going to be looking at: transparency, empathy, and consistency. Let's start our time with transparency. So he defined transparency as a truth to share. He said, when communication decreases, uncertainty increases. If someone doesn't feel a part, they won't give their whole heart. He said that showing our weaknesses builds trust. People are typically impressed with our strengths, but they connect with who we are through our weaknesses. And then he said three things that happen when you lead with transparency. Number one, your team or your group that you're leading gets closer. You solve problems faster, and trust grows stronger. So let's make this practical. That's what transparency is, you know, a truth to share. So Dylan, how have you seen transparency in the leaders that you've followed?
Yeah, since being here, since serving under Ashley, transparency has been vital throughout the entire process. And like we said, transparency is vital for a leader to build trust with their team. And I've seen Ashley display transparency from the first day that I came here, not only in leading Relevant Kids as a ministry, but also in how she leads the whole Next Gen department. When you asked me this, when you had me take a look at this, one of the obvious ways that Ashley has displayed transparency is through the awareness that she has of her strengths and communicating that to our team. And in communicating these strengths, she shows us how she can use them to the fullest extent. I can remember numerous times on Monday mornings, or whether it's our coaching sessions, where Ashley will communicate where her strengths fit into a project that we're approaching, that's coming up, something that we're doing, whether it's Baptism Bash or Summer Blast, where her strengths are going to fit into it. And then through her transparency, understanding where she is going to be best fitted in this, and as she leads the team, I can then understand, and the team can begin to understand where we might need to put our strengths into practice in order to have more full and holistic experience as a team approaching a project.
That's good. Even probably where she needs some help.
Exactly.
So often as leaders, we want to be the hero.
Yeah.
We don't want to admit that we need help, but true transparency shows this is where I need you guys to step up. It helps people engage. It helps people step in. Like you said, it helps them use their strengths. And it helps all of us be better because we work as a team. So that's great. That's a great example of transparency. So we'll move on to empathy. Craig defined empathy as a heart to care. He said, your team will never care about your mission if you don't care about your team. He said that to build trust, talk less and listen more. He said empathy communicates you don't just care about what they do, you care about who they are. So I've heard him say this in numerous different talks, but he said four words that can change everything. He did say four words, but I have it written down as five. He said, I notice you and you matter. So being able to see people, being able to see where they're at, and knowing that they matter. And then the last thing he said was that building trust is not about you looking good, but you loving well. So again, he said, empathy is a heart to care. Dylan, where have you experienced, empathy out of leaders that you've served underneath?
Yeah. Wrapping back around, with Ashley this last summer, this was Ashley has shown me a large amount of empathy since I got this position in the LDP and throughout the whole time, but I've also seen her extending it to the coworkers. And there's two main ways that I've seen it, both in my own personal life, when I'm in a season of stress and I communicate that to Ashley, it's not a matter of getting on to the next thing. It's Ashley genuinely cares about me. And in doing so, I've built trust. And it kind of made me think when I was looking at these and thinking about this before this morning, this saying of people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And mm-hmm. in knowing how much Ashley cares about me, not just as somebody that works for her or somebody that's a part of the plan or the project that we're trying to accomplish, but as an individual, it wants me to follow her that it makes me want to follow her that much more.
Yeah.
And it allows me to see the vision that she has. And I can even see that not just with how she interacts with me, but with the team that we serve. Ashley does not approach a team as itself an object, but she understands a team is a group of individuals. And as such, she approaches every single individual as just that. She cares about the people as their individual person. She makes time for them, and she understands how they work best. And as such, in leading them, she takes that into account in everything she does. And I think that shows a huge amount of empathy, not wanting to put somebody in a position where they won't be comfortable and won't be serving to the best of their ability.
Yeah, that's good. You know, when we think about the jobs that we all have to do, the truth is we want to be inspired. We want to be motivated by just the job, by what needs to be done. But any of us can think about any past experience we've had with a team, with a group, with anything that we've been trying to accomplish, and know that there are times where you are motivated. There are times with that same job that you're not motivated.
Exactly, yeah.
And a lot of times it comes down to, do you feel like they care? Do you feel like the people on your team, especially the leader, especially the people who is the person who's over you, directing you, do you feel like they care about you? One of the easiest ways for Satan to work in a team or a group is to tell the members that their leader doesn't care about them.
Yeah.
That will kill whatever we're doing right away. It might be a T-Life group. People who are coming, if they feel like their leader doesn't care about them, they're not even going to show up.
Uh-huh.
You know, it might be a team that you serve on. Think about, you know, the usher team. If you feel like your leader doesn't even want you there, Satan's going to work in that, going to tell you, there's no point in me even coming.
Absolutely, yeah.
And, you know, we need everybody. We need everybody serving in the roles that God has called them to. And so if you don't walk into your role feeling like you're cared about, you're not going to give everything. And so really, you know, empathy is a way to build trust. It's a way to build a lot more than just trust, but definitely it's a way to build trust and to motivate and inspire people and get them excited to serve the mission of that team or group on a daily basis.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, all right. So that's empathy. The third thing that Craig talked about is consistency. And he defined consistency as a culture to trust. He asked the question, do you think your team is ever wondering which you is going to show up? Is it the consistent one? Is it the one who is ready to go? Is it the one who is scatterbrained? Which you is going to show up? He said that there's three ways to build or to create consistency: to be clear with what you expect, reward it when you see it, and correct it when you don't. Pretty direct, pretty easy to do, but consistency means we do it all the time, not just when we feel like it.
Yeah.
He said that when it comes to trust, it's not what you do occasionally, but what you do consistently. He actually said, and this was part that I was kind of surprised at, but he said that the best leadership is boring.
Yeah.
He said, you know, we all want to be flashy. We all want to be exciting, be charismatic, but people trust people who they know what is going to happen. They trust people who are boring. And I thought when he said that, I thought, oh, that bodes well for me. So, but then the last thing he said is that consistency creates three things. And these are really important. He said, consistency creates emotional safety, organizational clarity, and exponential impact. So if we want to get things done, if we want to be effective, if we want to be successful, we need consistency. So again, Dylan, I'm going to ask you, you know, how have you seen consistency? I do, before I even ask you the question, I want to just, you know, kind of speak to the fact that you keep talking about Ashley. That's awesome, because she's a great leader, and that's where you've seen most of your leadership, you know. How long have you been in ministry?
About as long as I've been coming to Relevant Community Church. I started with the LDP in September of 2022, so not even a year.
Yeah. So, you know, you've you haven't had a ton of different experience with different leaders, but you have definitely had 1 year or almost a year under one of our best leaders. So I love that you keep talking about her because so many people know her and they've seen these things in her leadership. So to the question, how have you seen consistency in leaders that you've followed?
Consistency is huge. It is huge. And I especially saw this over the summer. Summers, at least from what I picked up this last year, is probably one of the most inconsistent time. It has the most possibility for things to stop being consistent and for things to go loose. There's tons of events. People are going out of town. It's just every year it's a busy season for every single one of us. But what I've seen from, what I've seen from Ashley and what I've learned from Ashley and in what she's equipped me with throughout this roughly year-long process of being her LDP is that Ashley actually is one of the most consistent people I've met in my entire life and definitely the most consistent boss I have ever had. Her follow-through has really impacted the way that I lead and impacted the way that I interact with the volunteers that are on the Relevant Kids team. But the biggest part of that is kind of what you were talking about is which Ashley am I going to meet? I never have to worry about that. I understand that whether it's a season of stress, whether it's a season of everything's different every single week, I know that Ashley is going to be focused on the same thing, the mission that we have and the vision that we share together. And it is incredible. It builds so much trust. It builds, it reduces stress. And I noticed that consistency every single week has allowed me a very easy process when showing up to Relevant to just get involved and to actually understand Relevant Kids. Coming to Relevant, like you said, I've only been in ministry for less than a year, but I never once felt like, well, beyond like the first 3 hours of working here, that I didn't know what I was doing. And Ashley's consistency and the way that she always shows up and always brings the same understanding, the same vision, and with that, the same posture to what we're doing has allowed me to not only understand Relevant Kids, but also fall in love with it in the same way that she has. And it really is something I'm super grateful for.
That's awesome. I love Craig's definition of consistency. At first, it kind of bothered me a little bit because I was like, what does that even mean?
Yeah.
But a culture to trust. But I love that it's a culture.
Yes.
It's not just an action. It's a culture. Mm-hmm. And obviously, almost everything we do as leaders is through action. But typically, when I think of the word consistency, I think of doing the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
But one of the ways that you described Ashley's consistency is through her communication. Through how clear she is, how she's always saying the same thing. It's always about the mission. You don't wonder who's going to show up.
Exactly.
A lot of times we think of consistency as, well, you just go there.
Yeah.
Over and over and over again. But true consistency, you know, Craig said, be clear, reward it, correct it. You know, a lot of that is in the words that we say, the things that we do. I think of, again, you know, so many people listening are T-Life group leaders. You're a part of a T-Life group.
Yeah.
And you know, one of the biggest things that we have happening in our T-Life groups is that people might not be consistent.
Yeah.
They might not show up. They might not come. And so as a leader, we have to be consistent. If we're not consistent, they're not going to be consistent.
Exactly.
And if we... you know, kind of pick and choose, oh, I don't know if we're going to meet this week or whatever. I don't communicate to them what's going to happen. They don't know the plan. It's not clear. What's going to make them want to show up?
Exactly.
And really, it comes down to trust.
Yeah.
What's going to make them trust us? You know, and so consistency, a culture to trust is so big. You know, as trust goes, so the influence goes.
Yes.
So in all of these, what we're trying to do is we're trying to build trust. So in transparency, the reason why we're being transparent is because we want to build trust. In empathy, the reason we want to be empathetic is so that we can build trust. The reason we want to be consistent is so we can build trust. And all of those, the reason why we're trying to build trust isn't just so that we can be great. It's so that we can have great influence, so that the T-Life group that people are a part of can can flourish. They can help people grow, connect, and impact together and really see transformation happen in their life. It's so that the teams that our people are a part of are, you know, can know what their mission is, can be effective in accomplishing their mission, can make it happen. And so that when guests show up, when people who don't know Christ come to a Sunday gathering, to an environment, to YU, to Rooted, to whatever it may be, they can experience the effective team doing their job, you know, making it happen. And so trust is just so crucial in everything that we do.
Absolutely.
You know, one of the things that I want to see happen through these podcasts is that I don't just want to bring up leadership principles and be done. I want to see people practically apply them to their lives. And we know that we grow one next step at a time. And so what I want to do is I want to challenge everybody who's listening. I want to challenge all of our leaders to think through these three things. Think through transparency. Am I a transparent leader? Think through empathy. Am I empathetic towards the people that I'm leading? And then consistency. Am I a consistent leader? And the truth is, ask yourself those three questions. The truth is, they're pretty easy to answer.
Yeah.
They're pretty convicting to answer. They might not just be a yes or no answer.
Yeah.
But you know, Dylan, how does that make you feel if I say, hey, Dylan, are you a transparent leader? Are you an empathetic leader? Are you a consistent leader? Which one of those jumps out at you as like, yeah, I probably need to grow in that area?
For me, it's definitely consistency. When doing this, going to the Global Leadership Summit and having the time afterwards to reflect, I definitely understand that in my teams, I set the pace. Yeah. And the teams that I lead, if I'm not consistent to the measure that we need in order to be hitting our wins and building a culture of trust, then I can't expect the people that I'm leading to do the same. So that's been one that I'm focusing on since the Global Leadership Summit.
That's good. That's good. So listeners, ask yourself those three questions. Am I a transparent leader? Am I an empathetic leader? Am I a consistent leader? Which one of those jumps out to you that maybe there's a tug on your heart? Maybe that's God's Spirit speaking to you, saying, this is an area where you could build trust in your group. This is an area where you could build trust in the team that you lead. And don't just stop there. Dig into that. You know, ask yourself, what is one next step I could take to be more transparent? What is one next step I could take to be more empathetic? What is one next step I could take to be consistent? If we all take one next step and get 1% better today, our influence as a church is going to be better.
Yeah.
So much better. Collectively, the way that we lead, the way that we influence people is going to get better. And so we need to ask ourselves those questions. We need to push ourselves to figure out, what do we need to do next? What's one step that we can take to be a better leader, to build trust? Because as trust goes, so goes the influence.
Yeah.
And our influence is going to determine the quality and the effectiveness of our group or our team. So, Dylan, we're going to wrap up our time here. It's been awesome having you here. But what is one thing, if you could say anything to all of our leaders about trust? It doesn't have to have to do with the three things, transparency, empathy, and consistency. It can have to do anything with trust. What's one thing you wish, you know, if you could say something to all of our leaders, what would you tell them?
I'd say the importance of trust. I spent the majority of my life outside of a church body and not involved in the church at all.
Yeah.
And I think the thing that kept me was that I could trust the people around me, and the people that were leading me had my best interest in mind, whether it was when I was first stepping into the T-Life group or whether it was just me showing up on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Everything we do that we do to build that trust just increases the possibility and the probability they may stick around, and that if they haven't, they may put Jesus as make Jesus the forgiver of their sins and the leader of their life for the first time. That was the case with me. And I really believe that if we take this seriously, it could be the case with other people too.
Yeah. Well, Dylan, you're a great example of someone who was far from Jesus.
Yeah.
Real far from Jesus.
About as far as you could get.
Not too long ago.
No.
And you had people influence your life.
Yeah.
You had people invest in you, invite you to come on a Sunday morning. You had people who invested in you as a leader.
Yeah.
And it is, you know, such joy for me to watch you on a Sunday morning on that stage leading our kids, leading them towards Jesus. And it's just so cool to see the transformation that's happened in your life. It's so cool to see the transformation that's happening in other people's lives because of you. And the truth is, it didn't just come by chance.
Absolutely not.
It came because of influence.
Yeah.
So it's just a great story, I think. And I love that you get to serve underneath Ashley, and you get to see just a great leader, an influential leader who has a lot of trust in a lot of people.
Yeah.
Dylan, thanks again for joining us
Thank
today.
You. Yeah.
It's always great having you on here. As always, leaders, make sure that you follow the Relevant Leader Monthly on whatever platform that you're listening to. So you can get a notification when the podcast is available every month. We post a new podcast the last Friday of every month. We want to make sure that you guys are listening to it because these podcasts are going to help us all become influential leaders. So don't forget to join us next month for another conversation to help all of us become influential leaders.